This past Tuesday, we launched something really wonderful here on B105. It's called Canine Comfort, benefiting Cincinnati Children's Animal Assisted Therapies. And it is what you think it is. They're service dogs, basically. And these dogs go room to room at children's there, and they bring a lot of smiles to kids who probably haven't been smiling that much since they got there. And that's what it's all about, easing their stress, making them feel better, going out on appointments with them in the hospital when they need to go get something done, a procedure or anything like that, or as simple as just climbing into the bed with them, just a calming presence, almost like a weighted blanket laying across their legs. They're wonderful, and they have quite a few of these dogs, and that's why we want you to donate to help take care of these dogs and maintain them. We're not trying to buy them a new dog, but there's a lot of upkeep involved with these animals, and they need things. And that's where you come in as a B105 listener. You go to B105.com, and there's four different bundles there, all different prices that you can purchase and donate. It's very simple, and if you do it this week, you're going to be in the running to win an autographed Jelly Roll guitar and a pair of tickets to see him at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville on October the 12th. So B105.com is where it starts. And you're listening to this and you're saying, okay, so that's a pretty good incentive to donate, but maybe give me something else. How about this? Some firsthand information on how beneficial these dogs are to the kids. We welcome Marissa to the show. Marissa, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good. So I understand that your son was recently in Cincinnati Children's for about a week?
Yes, he was. Earlier in March, he was.
And what was going on? Do you want to share?
Yeah, he has asthma. He has really bad, uncontrollable asthma. So Children's is usually the safest place for him to be.
While you were there on this stay, you interacted with one of the therapy dogs.
Yes. I don't recall the handler's name, but the dog, his name was Chevy. Mm-hmm. He was a beautiful dog. He was a big blonde, long-haired dog, and he really does make everybody's day.
So when your son, Rhett, met Chevy, could you kind of tell, like, did it put him at ease, or what was his reaction to the therapy dog?
Oh, yeah, it definitely made his day. You know, when you're confined to a room for a week, you don't get to do much. So he actually teared up a little and got a little excited. He has dogs of his own at home, so it definitely makes him feel more comfortable and more like home.
Yeah, so what did the dog do while he was going through his, like, breathing therapies?
So the dog is just really chill. The dog laid down most of the time, and then they kind of let you, you know, just pet and love on them. And the handler gives you this, they have this little, like, it looks like a baseball card, and it has facts on it about the dog. And it's just kind of like a chill environment for a little bit for the kids to have just some, like, peace while they're there.
Do you think interacting with the dog made the stay shorter because he was able to do his therapy in a less stress environment?
I think so. I mean, even if, you know, you have to stay a long time, it definitely helps the time pass. And it's definitely something that Children's excels on. You know, medically, it's not always about the medical side. Sometimes it's just about the simpler things, and the dogs definitely make the time pass.
You mentioned that Rhett, you know, got tears in his eyes, like tears of joy. But how did it make you feel? You know, you're sitting there watching your 7-year-old go through something so uncomfortable and hard. How did Chevy make you feel?
It definitely made me tear up a little too, because, you know, like you said, when you're sitting there and there's not much as a parent you can do to help, but it makes me a little less stressed and it makes me very joyful. It definitely helps everybody, parents and children.
That's what it's all about, the Canine Comfort Program. I mean, we've heard from the handlers and administrators there that, you know, it is for the patients, but it also helps the family members of the patient as well as their staff there. The nurses and the doctors love to see the dogs as much as you guys do.
Correct. Yes.
Hey, how's Rhett doing today?
He's great. He's back at school. He's back from spring break. They expect him to make a good recovery, and we hope to stay out of the hospital as much as we love it. We don't want to go back anytime soon.
Right. Yeah, that's well, good. Right. We're glad to hear that he's getting better.
Well, thanks for sharing with us this morning, Marissa. You and Rhett's encounter with Chevy, the therapy dog there at Children's, made all the difference.
Yes. Thank you guys for sharing, and thanks for helping get donations for the dog.